This is day 15 of the St. Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent. Psalm number 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. And I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll, I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my helper and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. There's much within this psalm that reminds me of Jesus. His sense of call by God. As he says in verse 7, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. Who has there been like Jesus, who, as verse 9 states, proclaims the saving acts of God in the great assembly? Who is there like Jesus, who has demonstrated the love and the faithfulness of God, sharing it with the world, as the psalmist speaks of in verse 10. But also there is something later on in this psalm that reminds me of Christ on the cross as he bears the sins of humanity, weighed down, crushed by them. Christ becomes sin for our sake and so speaks out those words, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. Only that phrase, my sins for him, perhaps should be replaced with our sins. And yet, within this psalm, both at the beginning and the very end, there is the sense that God is deliverer. Christ overcomes death and rises from the slimy pit of the grave as the first born of a new creation. a new creation where there is no more sin or dying or death or pain or mourning or grief, but where every tear has been wiped away by the very finger of God. To reflect, how would you like to thank Jesus for what he did for you at the cross? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you became sin for us, that we might be redeemed, free to become children of God. Help us live in the light of this all our days, until that day when we will be with you face to face.